Live from the Beacon Drive-In Studios in Spartanburg, South Carolina, Fox Sports Spartanburg presents Start Your Engines. Always in the memory of our show founder, Greg Moore, here is your race team for today. Show producer, Ronnie Black, technical assistant, Lanny McKinney, author and National Motorsports Press Association Hall of Fame journalist, Deb Williams, former Cup crew chief, Mike Hill, and with our special guests, here is your host for Start Your Engines, racing historian and author, Perry Allen Wood.
And good morning and welcome to Start Your Engines on Fox Sports Spartanburg from the historic studios of WSPG AM and FM on Garner Road. And it's a cloudy Sunday morning. Would have been a good one to sleep in, don't you think?
Oh, I would have loved that one.
Ask my co-host, Bill Rossi. Good morning, Bill.
Morning.
Glad you could make it.
I'm glad to be here.
Outrunning the cops all the way here?
Yeah, man, that was close. I was pushing it. Believe me, I kept thinking I'm going to get a ticket, but didn't get one.
Well, my daddy's dead. He can't fix them anymore.
Yeah, they don't hardly do that anymore either.
No, well, anyway, we won't even go there. My father was a city policeman here, and it's changed a lot back in the old days. But, no, we've got a there's this strange stuff going on all over the place that is going to affect the show today. One of them is our guest at 10:30 because he couldn't make our usual 10:20 or 20 minute, or I'm sorry, 11 o'clock is what I'm trying to say, our 11 o'clock legend segment. He said, I need to come on at 10:30, and that's Josh Harris, president of Darlington Raceway. And of course, they got a lot of stuff going on next weekend with the Xfinity race on Saturday and the Cup race, the Southern 500 on Sunday evening. So Josh said, oh, I got to come on at 10. So we're going to break up the show a little bit and take our first break at 10:15 and then come back and do another 15-minute segment and talk to Josh at 10:30. Deb will be on the show as she comes back from Daytona, and she's going to come on at 11, and we'll go with her for as long as she wants to talk. We got a lot to cover, and what's going on at Indy is even wackier.
Oh, yeah, I hadn't seen much of that.
Well,
I know you'll inform us.
They had two 250-mile races, one yesterday, the schedule, mm-hmm. and then another one today. The Twin Milwaukee's at the Milwaukee Mile, the oldest racetrack in the world, been around since they broke ground in 1899 and ran the first race at 1903. So anyway, they were going to run a 250-miler yesterday, 250-miler today. Well, they got rained on for the first 250-miler, so they're going to run it at 9 o'clock this morning, and then the other 250-miler. Wow. Well, they can't do that because it rained all night. So now what they're going to do, they're going to run the second race when it was supposed to start at 1 o'clock, and then they're going to finish the – and they got 90 laps mm-hmm. in of the race yesterday. They're going to pick up the second race at 6 o'clock tonight at 90 laps and finish it. So, I mean, it is hard to keep up with. It changed overnight. Mm-hmm. So I know Fox is pulling their hair out, but it's I guess they'll still be on Fox at 1 o'clock today for the second Milwaukee 250. And then the end of the first Milwaukee 250 will be on FS1 at 6 o'clock. If you keep up with that, you're doing real good. So anyway, and let me mention before we get any further, and I want to mention this at least another time today, 3:30 on Tuesday, Wednesday, September the 2nd, is Jeremy Clements is going to be at Rockers. He's going to have his race car at the ballpark. But from 3:30 to 5:30, you can meet Jeremy at Rockers and wish him luck because he needs it.
Yeah, he needs a little bit of that.
And then go over to the ballpark. Got my two tickets for Jane and I to see the Rockers play. And it's a NASCAR night. They're going to have a bunch of NASCAR-themed stuff going on. And Jeremy will have the Darlington car there. And you can sit there and meet him and get a card autographed and get your picture made with Jeremy in the car. So that's coming up Wednesday, September the 2nd. So anyway, between that the other crazy stuff going on, it was pretty dadgum wild at Daytona the last two nights with the almost said it, the O'Reilly race on Saturday evening and the cup race last night. Jeremy's luck just continues to be abysmal. He had another good run going, had a lousy starting spot, and came straight to the
front.
Yeah, I mean, I think I noted that he passed like 11 cars in the first couple of laps. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was incredible. And he got up into top 15, and he I don't have the official thing here, but I think he got stage points. I'll check that in just a minute. I thought he might have gotten stage points, but it looks like he did not. But anyway, in the second stage, it looked like he was going to be okay. He dodged one wreck incredibly close early on. And then I thought he had pretty much dodged the second crash right there towards the end of the second segment. Stage, I guess they call it. Where he did tap the drive of the car. I didn't note down who it was. And then he bounced off the wall a little bit, but he kept going. I thought he was going to be fine. He basically didn't miss the wreck entirely. And it seemed to have messed up his steering. He came back out to start the third stage. And the final stage, it was running real well. And just started dropping back. He was like 15th, 14th, somewhere in there. And then he went to 20th. And I told Jane, here we go again. Yeah. Just like the last two races at Indianapolis and Loudon. And he just drops and drops and drops. And next thing you know, he's in the pits behind the wall getting the steering fixed and losing 15 laps. So, I mean, it's just been abysmal for Jeremy here lately. He's dropping like a rock. He's got to stop it. The race was won by Ryan Siege. Austin Hill was second. Carson Cavapa was third. Anthony Alfredo, fourth. Brandon Jones, fifth. Justin Allgaier, sixth. Brennan Poole, seventh. Harrison Burton, eighth. Jeb Burton, ninth. And Sheldon Creed was 10th. And this was the Winn-Dixie 250 powered by Coca-Cola at Daytona on Friday night. Jeremy ended up finishing 33rd, which is, I mean, just terrible. There's nine races to go. And looking at the point standings, they've got, that was the last race. So the 12 going to the playoffs are Justin Allgaier first, Carson Cavapa second, Sheldon Creed third, Jesse Love fourth, Austin Hill fifth, Brandon Jones sixth, Corey Day seventh, Sammy Smith eighth, Parker Retzlaff ninth, Sam Mayer 10th, Taylor Gray 11th, and the final guy to slip in there was Rajah Caruth. William Swalich and Brent Cruz did not make it. They both, and Ryan Siege didn't make it. And, you know, pretty sad because he won the race. So anyway, but Jeremy has dropped now to 20th. We've got to keep him in the top 20 to get the big money at the end of the year with nine races left. He has 16 points out of 19th. Harrison Burton got by him. Dean Thompson is 44 points away. But right on his heels, he's had a nice margin over these guys for the last couple of weeks, several weeks. Well, as I said, Harrison Burton got passed, and he's 16 points behind him. Jeremy's 20th. And Jeb Burton is only 2 points behind Jeremy. And behind him is Blaine Perkins, 25 points behind Jeremy. So Jeremy is in real danger of falling out of the top 20 altogether. So we've got to get it turned around in time for Darlington coming up next week. So we'll be talking a little bit more about that later, but let's, as I said, we've got to mix it up a little bit here to accommodate Josh Harris at 10:30. Let's take our first break and come back. You're listening to Start Your Engines on Fox Sports Spartanburg.
Elite Audio, the premier audio installation shop in the Southeast. You know they've got speakers for your car, but Elite Audio on Asheville Highway has so much more. Stereos, styling, custom wheels, performance tires, safety systems, remote start, keyless entry, backup camera, upholstery services, custom leather, heated seats, accent lighting, and now window tinting. Goodness, Elite Audio has everything you want for your interior of your car or truck. So stop by at 1504 Asheville Highway in Spartanburg.
South Carolina lawmakers are being pressured to change our liquor liability laws. Not to protect people, but to boost insurance company profits. Right now, these companies charge high premiums, but pay out when victims need justice. If they get their way, they'll keep collecting while bars that overserve and put drunk drivers on the road walk away with no accountability. Tell your legislators, don't let insurance companies dodge responsibility while victims pay the price. Justice shouldn't take a back seat to corporate profits. Paid for by Carolina Law Group.
Hello, this is Ashley Green from Union Post Acute. If you or a loved one have experienced a bone fracture, heart attack, or stroke, let us perform the services that provide a good quality of life. We offer post-hospital level care with around-the-clock nursing, meals that meet dietary needs, and compassionate care. Call me, Ashley Green, at 864-427-0306. I am here for you at Union Post Acute.
Here comes lunchtime. You know that unlike some barbecue places, Bubba's Barbecue and Bash has ribs for lunch every day. Bubba's also has great burgers, pulled pork, calabash chicken, all of your favorite sides, and some of the best sauce around. Top it off with Bubba's famous banana pudding or a slice of pecan pie for dessert, and you'll make Bubba's your barbecue home. Bubba's Barbecue and Bash, 827 West Blackstock Road, just a half mile from Westgate Mall. Have lunch at Bubba's today.
Spartan Waste is putting trash in its place in Spartanburg County. Spartan Waste is your locally owned trash collection company, keeping your community clean. Do your part by visiting Spartan-Waste.com to make sure your trash is picked up on time every time. And when we say Spartan Waste is locally owned, we mean the owners, Mark Nelson and Mark Mullen, are on the job every day, keeping the Spartanburg community, where they work and live, clean for their families and yours. Keep it clean with Spartan Waste.
Turn up the flavor at Rapid Fire Pizza. Right now on Spartanburg's West Side, Rapid Fire Pizza is bringing the heat with the Boom Boom Chicken Pizza. We're talking grilled chicken, melty mozzarella, green onions, banana peppers, and fresh cilantro, all topped with that signature Boom Boom sauce and a squeeze of lime for a fresh, zesty kick. It's bold, crave-worthy, and packed with attitude. But hurry, this limited-time flavor won't last. Get to Rapid Fire Pizza on John B. White Senior Boulevard in Spartanburg and taste the Boom Boom Chicken Pizza today.
Experience the bold, authentic flavors of India at Maharaja Fine Dining. Enjoy a true fine dining atmosphere with professionally trained staff and dishes made fresh from local ingredients. From crowd favorites like chicken tikka masala and butter chicken to sag paneer, garlic naan, and fresh vegetable samosas. Stop in for the daily buffet, order from the a la carte menu, or unwind at the full bar. Planning an event? Maharaja also offers catering and private party. Visit them at 464 East Main Street in Spartanburg or see the full menu and reserve your table at MaharajaFineDining.com.
A few years back, when we were ready to reopen the station, the water pipes burst, putting thousands of dollars of equipment in danger. That was one stressful evening, but one phone call to Thomas McGuire and PuroClean, the paramedics of property damage, and our stress disappeared. PuroClean rolled in, took charge, and rescued the station from severe water damage. Since then, I've used PuroClean at my house. You should do the same. Whether you're faced with fire and smoke damage, a flooding basement, or need carpet or upholstery cleaning, do what I do, and that's call 285-3530 for PuroClean.
Discover the difference at Escanay Nissan of Greer. We're more than just a dealership. We're your local Nissan experts, proudly serving the upstate. Whether you're searching for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle or top-notch service, our friendly and knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way. Looking for peace of mind? We've got you covered with our Escanay Lifetime Powertrain Warranty. Drive with confidence, knowing your vehicle is protected. Stop by today or shop 24/7 at EscanayNissan.com, where your journey begins and quality lasts a lifetime.
Who doesn't love being number one? When your team's dominating the standings, or your favorite band rocks the charts at number one, it feels good, right? Kind of like how it feels when you have auto insurance with State Farm. Because making you feel like number one is an honor your local State Farm agent takes seriously. Through the good times and not so good, your State Farm agent's proud to be here to help life go right.
Call local State Farm agent Cliff Gobert at 597-1200.
Welcome back to Start Your Engines on Fox Sports Spartanburg, and mixing it up a little bit here. I don't usually get to hear that song because I'm playing Deb's beginning over the top of it. So we are a few minutes, about 9 minutes away from our 10:30 break when I'll get Josh Harris on the phone from Darlington. So got that to look forward to. Getting back to O'Reilly, they got their race in. With no rain problems that I recall. They did. It was earlier in the day, and there was rain all around, and Daytona's bad about rain problems, but they didn't have any. And like I said, Ryan Siege won it, his first win. I guess that took a little bit of the sting out of not making the playoffs, but They will run again, and I'm talking about O'Reilly, next Saturday night at 7:30 on the CW and the Fleetio 200. I'll have to ask Josh Harris what the heck's a Fleetio.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's a sponsor.
Yeah, somebody footing the bill, and that's all that matters. But anyway, we'll talk to him about that coming up real soon. The Cup race last night was just a barn burner. Came down to a restart, like pretty safe. You know, they had a rule change for Daytona. They lowered the spoiler from 7 to 4 inches.
Yeah.
They lowered the horsepower from 5-something to 4-something, and they did something with the front splitter.
Yeah.
Well, they said it was to make it easier to pass, and they also said to slow down the cars. Now, they were turning some laps in the draft that right at 197 miles an hour.
Yeah.
They were flying.
Fast.
Yep. But
overall, it was a pretty good race.
Yep. That first segment, though, they hadn't had any time to practice this new setup. So they were running, you know, cautiously, but they were, it was, instead of being jammed right on top of each other, they were still three wide most of the time. But they were spaced out a little bit, like maybe, I don't know, several feet between cars, but still three abreast and jammed in there. So as far as that went, it was, you know, it was a just like feeling each other out, seeing as how this new package worked. And they did that until the end of the stage. Then they did it, and they got a little racier in the second stage. They did have a crash, like I said, that Jeremy miraculously missed. And they had a I'm trying to look here to see who was in that wreck. It was I tell you what, he just did scrape by it. That was the one with William Sawalich, William Sawalich and Sammy Smith were in it, and they tore some cars up. Jeremy just barely squeaked by it. Some great driving. They're having some bad luck. But it's not Jeremy's driving.
No.
It's not. I mean, what was Indianapolis? What was it, a flat or something? And then last week at Loudoun, it was the brakes, I think it was. And then last night, it was the steering because he bounced off another car and the wall, dodging a wreck. So, I mean, it's not Jeremy. So I was watching the pit stops last night, and on the first one, if I'm not mistaken, he pretty much came out where he went in, like 11th or 12th. I wasn't sure because it was after a crash, and they had to now if the caution comes out within the last 10 laps before the end of a stage, that's the end of the stage. So I, with cars sliding all over the track and him dodging them, I couldn't tell exactly until just now when I checked. I thought maybe he might have gotten some stage points, but what I printed off the computer this morning or last night is correct. He did not. So, anyway, but he was close to it. And he went in the pits, let's say 11th, and he came out about the same place. So it wasn't any losing 18 spots during the pit stop. So it looks like that was a big headache he didn't have. But I tell you what, just it's just snake bit right now. I don't know any other way to put it. Darlington is a good track for him.
Yeah.
I remember a few years ago, going, I guess, back 3 or 4 years now, that he was looking at a top five finish coming off the fourth turn of the last lap and crashed. And I can't remember now who he was battling with. I knew it a few minutes ago. But and didn't have such a good finish, but he was up there the whole time. And he runs good at Darlington. I think I've heard him say it's his favorite track, so we'll be wishing Jeremy all the best, like we always do. And like I said, you can tell him personally if you go to Rockers this Wednesday at 3:30 to 5:30. He'll be there. And then go on over to the Burgers game and get a ticket if you don't have one, and watch and meet him there where the Darlington car will be. And I think it's also Waggy Wednesday.
Oh, wow.
So bring your dog to meet Jeremy, too. I've done that one time.
Yeah.
It rained, and not a single pitch was thrown.
Oh,
all these people up underneath the cover
with their dog.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's coming up this coming Wednesday. And Indianapolis, that's a whole nother story. They They ran 90 laps of the first of two 250-mile races in 2 days, which, you know, I appreciate them trying to do something like that. And I guess if you're up in Milwaukee with beautiful weather, it would have been great for the fans. But the crowd wasn't all that big because they were having potential rain problems, and they did. And they got 90 laps in, so today they're advertising 410 laps of racing at Milwaukee. They were going to finish that first race at 9 this morning, and they're not. They're going to finish it at 6 tonight. All of this is still weather permitting, and run the regular race, the second 250-miler, at 1 o'clock. And that should be on Fox as it was normally supposed to be, and the 6 o'clock race should be on FS1. So it's, 6 o'clock tonight. So that, you know, that's just wacky going on up there. I don't know if they want to try that again. And when we get a little bit more time, I will get into last week. Did you watch any of that race from Washington, D.C.?
No, I didn't see
it. I mean, I got to tell you.
I was picking up Harold, I think.
It was spectacular.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, I don't know if they'll ever do it again. And Kyle Kirkwood won it. But it was a show.
Yeah.
I'm telling you what. Of course, President Trump didn't know which end of the flag to hold. He didn't know where the wooden handle stuck out.
I think I saw it.
It's where you hold that. It's where you wave them. So they straightened him out. It made a lot of news.
Oh,
anyway.
Sure.
But anyway, the race was really pretty good. And, man, they had to go to a lot of trouble to do that. And they can't leave that up permanently, of course. So there's a lot of, I think, corporate sponsors want them to do it again next year.
Nice.
Saying, you know, we'll foot the bill for this. And we'll have to see how that breaks out. But let's go ahead and take our next break. I'll get Josh Harris on the phone, and we'll talk about what he's got going on for the Southern 500 weekend next week. So let's take a break. You're listening to Start Your Engines on Fox Sports Spartanburg.
Craving the best of both worlds? At Taco Sushi, we bring together fresh sushi, Asian favorites, and bold Latin Southwest flavors all under one roof. From handcrafted sushi rolls and poke bowls to tacos, rice bowls, and signature sauces, there's something for everyone. And the best part? We're located right in front of RJ Rocker's Brewery. So great food and craft beer are always together. Join us at Taco Sushi, where sushi meets Southwest.
Honey.
I know what you're going to say already.
There's
a new store in town that I know will be your favorite.
Yep.
Spartan Games.
Yep.
It's a place for experienced and new gamers to come together. They've got magic, they've got board games, and Pokemon, so I know the kids will want to come. It really is the perfect place for the whole family.
We can play at their table 7 days a week, downtown Spartanburg, across from the Denny's building. We can see our friends, meet new gamers, plus...
Yes, they have a huge display of magic cards, and I know you'll want to add to your collection.
Wait, where are you going?
Spartan Games. I want you to finally teach me how to play.
Let's go.
Adventure starts at The Local Hiker, your locally owned destination for outdoor fun. Rent affordable gear, shop premium branded boots, apparel, and top outdoor equipment, and get expert help from knowledgeable staff ready for any trail. Build your skills with outdoor-themed classes. Enjoy a craft beer on tap, and don't miss live music every Friday night. Visit them at 173 East Main Street in downtown Spartanburg, or plan your next adventure now at thelocalhiker.com.
We've all seen the cost of new cars lately. Take care of your new car or truck and take it to a place where they keep your vehicle newer, longer. That's Precision Tune Auto Care. From oil changes to AC repair, from brakes to batteries and engine services, plus so much more, Precision Tune Auto Care is locally owned and operated right here in Spartanburg. 1854 East Main Street and 799 North Pine Street in Spartanburg. Fast, reliable auto care. Quality you can trust. That's Precision Tune Auto Care.
Have a rat so big your cat is scared to chase it? Call A2.
Can't enjoy eating outside at home because the mosquitoes think you're an all-you-can-eat buffet? Call A2.
Tired of your crawl space or basement smelling musty, moldy, and just downright disgusting like the inside of a gym locker? Call A2.
A2 Exterminator specializes in all kinds of pest control, from termites and roaches to fire ant and mosquito treatments. They also do crawl space encapsulations that help protect your home from moisture damage. To get a free estimate or to schedule routine pest control services, call locally owned and operated A2 Exterminators. 864-308-1185.
Baseball.
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs. Get your hot dogs here.
You can't have one without the other. With professional baseball back in Spartanburg, you need a premium hot dog to turn to this season. It's Frank's for the Memories. Premium all-beef hot dogs with their delicious chili, or a foot-long hot dog, or slaw dog. They're all in the lineup at Frank's for the Memories. Try them all with a side of chili cheese fries, tater tots, or onion rings. Slide on in to Frank's for the Memories for lunch today, 470 Oak Grove Road near the West Side Library.
Brendan Delaney has been assisting people with legal issues affecting their lives in Spartanburg, Cherokee, and Union counties for over 25 years. Your legal matters are personal, and Brendan knows that you need an attorney you can trust. Brendan prioritizes confidentiality throughout every legal process, so choose a lawyer that stands with you. Brendan Delaney Law Firm.
This is Brendan Delaney. My phone number is 864-584-5835, and my office is located directly behind the Spartanburg County Courthouse.
In working with clients in today's economic and financial environment, Trent Lancaster, financial advisor in Janney's Spartanburg office, uses his extensive skill and experience to help clients understand market trends. Trent holds the accredited wealth management advisor designation. For clients, this means they are working with a top-tier advisor who can help them toward optimizing their financial strategies and minimizing market volatility. These advisors passed comprehensive exams and must follow a code of ethics. This can provide comfort for clients knowing they are working with a trusted advisor. Let Trent help you navigate the financial landscape. To learn more, call 864-585-8282 or visit TrentLancaster.com. Janney Montgomery Scott, LLC, member FINRA, NYSE, and SIPC.
For over 75 years, Wakefield Buick GMC has been committed to making your vehicle buying experience quick, easy, and hassle-free. Wakefield has the best selection in Spartanburg, offering something for everyone, new or used. Whether you're looking for the popular Buick Encore GX or a GMC Sierra truck, Wakefield has what you're looking for. And trust Wakefield's trained technicians to repair any vehicle right the first time. Shop online from your home or work and even schedule delivery of your new vehicle at wakefieldauto.com. Wakefield Buick GMC in downtown Spartanburg.
Start Your Engines on Fox Sports Spartanburg, and it is my great pleasure to introduce the president of the Darlington Raceway, Josh Harris. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Perry. How are you doing?
Doing great. Great to have you back on the show. You're one of the, you may be the only person that we schedule twice a year because you've got so much going on down there at Darlington, and we want to give you an opportunity to talk about it and your great, my favorite racetrack, the Darlington Raceway, and welcome to the show.
Well, I appreciate it. Always a pleasure to join you guys. You know, every time I get the call or text from you, I know race weekend's not too far off, and always love coming on and talking to our race fans up in the Spartanburg area in the upstate. And, yeah, that, you know, after last night, all eyes turned to Darlington. The chase kicks off in a week, and we are excited and ready to go.
I want to make one little not a correction, but, you know, we're on the internet and we're all over the world and we hear from people all over the United States. And I think I told you this before, when my son was in the Marine Corps, he listened to us in Okinawa. So, I mean, well, yeah, our terrestrial signal doesn't go out much further than Spartanburg County, but we're worldwide. So you're getting a lot of people listening to this show, and it's not just Spartanburg, and we appreciate, hope that didn't make you nervous.
No, we get fans traveling from all over the world to Darlington, all 50 states. Somebody out there is hearing the message, and they're getting excited about the track too tough to tame next weekend.
Well, they know when Labor Day is coming up, it means Darlington. Let me introduce you to my co-host here, which is Bill Rossi. Bill's dad, Mario Rossi, was a big name in auto racing back in the 60s and 70s. And his dad was the crew chief for Bud Moore for several years, and was hand-in-hand with him, shoulder-to-shoulder, let me put it that way, in the 66 Southern 500 that Bud Moore won with the Darrell Derringer out of Spartanburg. And it just a great, great historian of auto racing. And say hi to Bill.
Hey, good morning, Bill. Glad to be on with you as well.
Yeah, me too. Good morning. Nice to talk to you.
Bill's
maybe I'll get to meet with you one day.
Well, I hope you do. Go down to Darlington with us sometime when we do the show. But so the race is coming up next Saturday. You've got the Xfinity Series, which we're looking forward to. Of course, we've got Jeremy Clements as our driver out of Spartanburg, and we pull for him as hard as we can. It hadn't been going too well lately. And then Sunday is the big Southern 500. Josh, I sort of lost count because they skipped a year here or there, I think. Is this the 77th or 78th Southern 500?
So this is the 77th running of the Cookout Southern 500, and, you know, it's been run in some form or fashion every single year since 1950, and we just celebrated our 75th anniversary just not too long ago, and we're looking forward to the next 75, and, you know, you mentioned Jeremy. I always love running into him. Usually I try to get out to a racetrack, you know, 3 to 4 weeks before Darlington, and you know, that was the case, and it's always good to see him and that South Carolina connection. We always want to see him do well when he comes to Darlington. And then, you know, that's going to be a night race on Saturday night, the Fleetio 200, 7:30 start, a little later than we've had the last couple of years. So I'm excited to see those O'Reilly Series cars running under the lights.
I love them. And
yeah, that'd be nice.
Speaking of Jeremy, in fact, we're having a little – we got a restaurant bar downtown Spartanburg, and he's going to do a meet and greet there at 3:30 on Wednesday. Then over at our minor league ballpark, which is within walking distance, brand new, where the Hub City Spartanburgers play, they're having a NASCAR night, and Jeremy will be there with his Darlington car. So we've got a lot going on in Spartanburg just to promote Jeremy and O'Reilly Race and everything at Darlington.
That's awesome. We love the support we get from around the state. You know, last year we brought the governor up to the Greenville-Spartanburg area.
I remember
that. We've done some stuff with the hockey team in the winter months. So it's always good to get up there, and we've got tremendous race fans, not only in that part of the state, but really all across the state and across the world.
And you mentioned something just now, and I haven't had a chance to check on it, but you've got to tell me what a Fleetio is.
Yeah, we wondered about that.
Fleetio is a software provider for fleet logistics. So think of it, you know, our industry runs on some very coordinated logistics between trucks and trailers and haulers and equipment going up and down the road, crisscrossing the country. And there's many, many companies that support NASCAR and our race fans that are in similar businesses. So their software helps companies manage all their different fleet going up and down the road. And they're a great partner, first time in the sport. They're based out of Alabama, and they're going to fit right into Darlington.
Well, this will be a great opportunity to get the word out about them, because I didn't really notice what the name of the race was until late last night, and I meant to look it up. I didn't, but okay, so Fleetio was logistics software, right?
Yes, to manage your fleet. So any kind of vehicle fleet that you've got, they're going to help you manage and keep those cars and trucks and vans and whatever you've got in your fleet moving up and down the road in a coordinated fashion.
Well, that's great. So anything new going on down there? I mean, there's so many traditions, and the place just reeks with history. I love it. I get goosebumps just walking in there when nothing's going on. What you got going on for next weekend, something maybe we aren't aware of, and the old traditional stuff?
Yeah, I don't think, you know, we're going to see any big wow changes from the past. You know, what we've done the last couple of events is really taken our post-event surveys and then the feedback we hear from fans across the race weekend and trying to work on the small things. You know, if you do the small things really well, that helps keep people coming back. So things like our traffic patterns when fans leave the race, trying to make that as efficient as possible to get everybody on the road and home safely. We've added some comfort items, you know, around the concourses, places where fans like to stand and gather, you know, a little drink rail. So if you're standing there and you got your concession items, you want to stand there and put them down for a minute while you get some shade. So a lot of little things like that, trying to improve You know, the ingress, egress, the shade around. You know, it's going to be a hot weekend. We're going to have a lot of shade structures, a lot of misting locations for fans. So those are the things we really try to work on. But then, you know, off the track, there's a lot going on throughout the week. We get it all started. Obviously, campgrounds open on Tuesday morning, so we'll be out there welcoming campers to the track Tuesday. On Thursday night, we've got our track laps for charity, so always popular. You can come out and drive your own car around the track for three laps for a $30 donation. That goes back into the community. So lots going on there. Friday, we've got the Hauler Parade Friday evening from Florence Darlington Technical College back to the track. We're going to have a blood drive at the track throughout the day on Friday. So there's tons of activities going on even before the race cars hit the track. And that's really what race weekend's about. It's embracing the community, giving our fans a lot of things to do to celebrate NASCAR being back in town.
You know, I did. Jane and I took the. In fact, we did it twice. We got six laps in at Darlington two springs ago, and that was terrific. We had a. It was exciting, and I think we've discussed it before, so I won't belabor the point. But I got behind some old lady in a silver van, and I started to bump draft her, but I didn't. And then the next time, while we were waiting for our next turn, somebody came up and gave us a can of peanuts in the pits, and I thought that was real taboo at Darlington to have peanuts in the pits.
Yeah, you got to be careful there, especially, you know, those longstanding traditions. You got to be careful. And next time you come back, we'll make sure we put you out at the front of the field so you don't have any silver vans out there slowing you down.
Well, we'll be hopefully, I mean, I'm looking way, way ahead, but next year will be our 10th year of doing the show, and I'd like to make it kind of special. And certainly the last couple of years we've come down to Darlington to do the show on Saturday instead of Sunday. And I think this past spring I was waiting on you to come walking in the door, but you decided to go to the parade and be in it.
That's right. They get me all over the place. So if you guys come back in the spring, we'll make sure and put it on my calendar, and I won't miss an opportunity to come by and say hello and join you live.
Well, you get so many great guests for us. I don't know who arranges that. In fact, the gentleman's name escapes me right this second, but is that a Gamble, Mr. Gamble?
Brent Gamble. Humphrey. Yeah, Brent and Matt, our track comms team, they do a phenomenal job. And again, I got to give kudos to our drivers. They, you know, course of 38 weeks across the year, they're going market to market, and everybody wants to talk to them, and they're so generous with their time. So really appreciate that. And we, like I said, we got a great group that helps coordinate all that.
Well, you've had so many great guests that y'all, speaking of our radio show, that y'all have arranged for us, and one of them being Ryan Preece, who sort of made a little noise last night.
That's right. You know, Ryan Preece is such a you know, an old school throwback racer, and a guy that has worked really hard to get where he is. To see him be able to come out on top last night in Daytona was quite a thrill, I think, for race fans, and exciting, you know, finish to that race, especially. You know, if you look back at the end of stage one, where he and Kyle Larson,
yes,
and Buescher get kind of into a spin there coming to the stage win, and for that to not impact his car, for him to be able to persevere, battle back, and you know, he basically had to win in order to make it into the chase. And I know there was a lot of talk with this moving away from the win and you're in format to the chase and rewarding consistency. You know, some folks are asking, you know, or are we still going to get these exciting moments, you know? And I think that proves last night with, you don't need winning your end to have an exciting way to launch yourself into the championship chase, which starts next weekend.
He's a modified driver, is he not, from up in up north?
Yeah, he grew up on the modified circuit. He's a Connecticut Northeast guy, and obviously modifieds are extremely popular up in that part of the country, and I think that's what's so unique about stock car racing and racing in general. As you go across our country, you know, where I grew up in Mississippi, it was dirt racing was, you know, local short track dirt racing really dominated, and then as you go across, you know, I get into here in the Carolinas and the Mid-Atlantic area, and it's a lot of asphalt short track racing. You go up into the Northeast, you got a mixture of that plus the modified. go-karting, you know, all around. It's just so unique, sprint cars, how things in different parts of the country kind of are core to that area. But it all, you know, it shows that you can come from pretty much any background in racing and make it as a stock car driver if you've got that will and you've got that talent.
That, those modifieds, I mean, if the listeners don't know too much about them, look them up. They are so powerful. They're so light. I mean, they fly.
It's insane.
They can't get them out. They couldn't run them on a big track because, I mean, I don't know how they would handle it. I think at one time they ran at Daytona, and if I'm not mistaken, that's part of the reason they put the chicane on the end of the backstretch because the modified guys were going around there like crazy. And but those are some powerful mm-hmm. race cars.
Yeah, they really are. I've seen them run at Martinsville. I've seen them run up at Richmond Raceway, and they get after it. They put on a show, and it's always fun to have them as part of the NASCAR Regional Series. There's a sanctioned tour that travels around. It's always fun when they show up as a companion to our NASCAR Cup Series and O'Reilly and Truck Series races. I know they do that, like I said, at Martinsville. They do it at Richmond, and then also they were there up at New Hampshire a couple of weeks ago.
Yep, and they are, if you know where to look, you can even follow them on television. So anyway, yeah, Ryan Preece came up from the modifieds, as did a lot of people. The Bodines, man, I could go on and on. I'm trying to think of the guy. I can't think of his name. I get old, I can't remember these people, but they used to call him, didn't they call him the Rocket that used to win the pole all the time? That he's still,
yeah, Ryan Newman.
Ryan Newman. He's still racing, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I saw him at North Wilkesboro last year.
Yeah, he still jumps in the modifieds from time to time. And, you know, that, to me, that just shows you can't take racing out of these guys' blood. You know, they might step away from, you know, the Cup Series or the O'Reilly Series, but I find it hard-pressed to, you know, you got guys like Kenny Schrader and yep. Kenny Wallace still running, you know, even well past the prime of their careers in NASCAR. And I think that just shows that you're never going to take the racer out of them, and they're going to find a place to go out, you know, get that competitive itch, get it scratched from time to time.
We're talking to Josh Harris, president of Darlington Raceway. Big weekend coming up next weekend for the Southern 500. I want to give a shout out here to your museum. I love the museum. Deb Williams is an integral part of our show. We are so proud of everything she's accomplished, and who knows what's next for her. Every time I turn around, she's getting in some Hall of Fame or some award, and she'll be on at 11 o'clock. She's graciously moved her segment over a little bit so you could come on at 10:30, and I know you're very fond of Deb, and she is just all over your National Motorsports Press Association Hall of Fame down there.
Yeah, you know, we've got one of the treasures, maybe one of the kind of, not say hidden treasures because we don't hide it, but one that maybe is a little under the radar for fans until they come to the track or they're familiar with driving past Darlington Raceway. But the Stock Car Museum and the NMPA Hall of Fame is such a treasure. A lot of rich history and tradition that covers stock car racing. And if you come on race weekend and you got a race ticket to any race over the weekend, it's a $5 admission. It's probably one of the best $5 you'll spend anywhere. And, you know, this upcoming weekend, we've got some special treats in there. We're going to have Mark Martin doing a book signing, his book Never Lift, on Saturday from 2 to 3 p.m.
Oh, cool.
You can come by the gift shop, buy your book. Mark's going to be there to sign it from that hour. And then we always have Donnie Allison around. Donnie will be around Saturday and Sunday at different times in the museum doing some autograph signings as well. So added little bonus treats to the museum and the Hall of Fame over this race weekend.
Yeah, it's a great museum, and I'm very fond of going there. You've got to give me a break one of these days and tell me when the beauty contest is coming back, the Miss Southern 500 pageant.
There's a few that continue to ask, and you know, we put it in our list of things to consider. It hadn't quite made it to the top of that list yet, but you guys keep pushing, and we'll see what happens.
Well, I talked to Kerry Tharp about it every time I had him on, so I'm doing the same with you. And I just want to be I just want you to get the pageant back, and I'd love to be a judge.
I was going to say, I figured you'd be a judge.
Well, you, if it comes back, you're at the top of the list for judging candidates. How about that?
All right. Well, I'm going to be a judge at the Miss Southern 500 contest and get at the front of the line to take laps around
that's
the track.
Right. And I'm here to vouch for you.
And if I keep it up, I'm going to, I don't know, I may be.
You'll be president. Waving the green flag before it's all over with.
There you go.
Well, at least I know which end of the flag to hold, where the wood part sticking out. So I know this is coming up this weekend. It's big for South Carolina. It's my favorite track. And speaking of Jeremy, I'm not mistaken, he considers it his home track. Tell us about tickets. Can you get a ticket now? And are you already sold out? What's going on with that? And the campground.
Now
you're talking about something outside the track or just the spots that you sell inside the infield?
Yeah, so the infield campsites are sold out, but we've still got some outside the track. So if you're still thinking about coming out, you want to come camp out for the weekend or for a longer, couple of days, we've still got some opportunities. Tickets remain for both Saturday and Sunday, but I tell you, we're going to have a big crowd on Sunday. So don't wait too long to lock in your Cookout Southern 500 tickets. You can get all the information at darlingtonraceway.com, or you can give us a call starting tomorrow morning at 866-459-RACE. We'll have our ticket agents standing by ready to take your order. Or if you're in the area, just stop by the ticket office and get them right there while you're in town. And we can't wait for a great weekend of racing Saturday night, 7:30. Fleetio 200, and then Sunday afternoon, late afternoon, 5 o'clock start with the Cookout Southern 500.
And I love it when that sun goes down and they got to stare into it going down the backstretch, and it makes for an exciting and a beautiful sunset that you usually get to accompany it. So it's I love starting in the daytime and finishing at night.
That's right. It's in my opinion, it's the best sunset on the NASCAR circuit. When the sun sets behind turns 3 and 4. There's nothing better. The temperatures drop, but the action heats up, and it's going to be an exciting 500 miles come Sunday night.
That's the perfect way to put it. Let me ask you one more thing now. Football season has sort of started yesterday, and I guess college I'm talking about, full swing. Did you have your orange and green on for the national championship game last year?
I did. I was very fortunate to take my boys out to the Cotton Bowl game in Dallas, and then I got a last-minute trip to the Fiesta Bowl to watch them, and I did not go to the national championship. They came up a little short against Indiana, but that was an exciting run. I love college football. I've got the Hurricanes in the ACC, and my wife and I's alma mater, Mississippi State, will be coming to Columbia in a few weeks, so I'm excited. As soon as we get this race weekend behind us, we'll be sitting down to enjoy some college football with everybody else.
Well, I hope you get disappointed when the Bulldogs come to Columbia.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a graduate class of 74, so I'm a Gamecock all the way, but I can pull for the Bulldogs otherwise.
Hey, I understand. That's not being, originally from South Carolina, I like to see both teams do well. Carolina, Clemson, Coastal Carolina, all the teams in the state, I want to see them do well. But got to have priority when it comes to one of my alma maters, one of the schools that I went to. We'll always root for them, but otherwise we're going to root for the home state teams every time they're out there.
Well, I spent 15 years in Miami down in a previous life, and I was a Hurricanes season ticket holder and spent a lot of Saturdays in the Orange Bowl beating my feet on those metal stands and making them roar.
Well, I'm so glad that I had a chance to go to games at the old Orange Bowl before it got torn down. And what a stadium! It didn't have the amenities of today's stadiums, but you talk about a loud place and just very similar to Darlington in a lot of ways. Just a lot of history and tradition there. So glad you got to do it. Glad I got to do it. And we're looking forward to a fun college football season after next Labor Day weekend.
Well, I can't wait for next weekend. And the Cookout Southern 500 on Sunday, and Fleetio, now that I know what it is, 200 on Saturday.
200.
Yeah, on Saturday. Josh, it's great having you on the show. I appreciate every year when you come on, and look forward to maybe seeing you down there for the spring race in 2027.
Thanks, Bill. It's good to talk with you guys, we'll catch up again soon.
All right. Thank you for your time. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
All right. That's Josh Harris, president of Darlington Raceway, and he's a good one.
Yeah, got a lot on his plate, a lot to do.
Only thing I forgot to say was in that championship game last year, if I'm not mistaken, Miami didn't even start play until the second half. They didn't do anything. Yeah. I mean, Indiana was running up and down the field, just killing them. And then after halftime, they just started to
wake up.
They woke up and started playing and made a game of it. But anyway, yeah, college football is here. Darlington is here. Daytona last night. I mean, that's two pretty good venues back to back.
Yeah. And the biggest.
Yeah. So hope he got a little bit educated about your dad, and I hope he'll be true to his word and let me judge the Miss Southern 500 contest.
You never know.
You know, they had it from. I don't know if it started in 50. I'm pretty sure it didn't. I think it ran from 53. Buck Baker won it that year, and Buck ended up marrying a contestant.
Oh wow!
If I'm not mistaken. And until 96, 1996, and I was really going to try. Like I said, I tracked her down a little bit. I won't give her name now, but when she, when her daddy was my dentist and she won the Miss Southern 500 contest, her name was Jenny Tedder. Dr. Tedder, right there on Pine Street, was my dentist. And one of these days I'm going to reach out to her and see if I can get her to come on the show and talk to us about it.
Enjoy it.
Well, that, you know, I read where when I was researching it, they gathered up as many of the queens as they could.
Oh wow!
And did something with them a few years ago, paraded them around, and I think they found all but just a few. So I don't know. I thought it was a great tradition, and I harp on it all the time, and I don't mean to bore you listeners, but you know they used to get some pretty good guests to be the judges. Seemed like they all came from CBS, but they have Rowdy Yates was his name, Clint Eastwood on Rawhide, and Gil Favor, which was I just had his name on the tip of my tongue, and then the Gunsmoke crowd was there.
Yeah.
Doc and Festus and Matt Dillon was there, so they used to all be judges, and it was just quite a celebrity driven event, and I'd like to see that come back to the Southern 500. I know they are doing some things down there. They used to have a big parade downtown. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's been supplanted with the Hauler Parade.
Yeah.
Because he just mentioned that a few minutes ago. So if you've never been to Darlington, and I know the fella that helped me put my grill together 2 weeks ago was talking about going. I'm not going to go this year. I'm not going to be able to, but if you've never been to Darlington, you know, you ought to go. It's really something.
It's a day. Definitely is.
It's changed a lot. It's a lot easier than it used to be because, man, I've been down there on those Labor Day when it would be 900 degrees in the shade.
Or rain and be all muddy around that place and you can't hardly get out.
And you loved it. And you loved to talk about
it. Enjoyed it, for sure.
You talk about what you had done. All right, well, we're going to take a break here, and I've got our segment's changed around a little bit, but we're going to come back and talk to Deb Williams at the top of the hour during our Legends segment. You are listening to Start Your Engine on Fox Sports Spartanburg.
The Dan Patrick Show, weekdays from 9 a.m. to noon. Fox Sports Spartanburg, 98.3 FM. WSBG Spartanburg.
We are.
And here's what you need to know.
Indianapolis Colts receiver Keenan Allen was arrested early this morning in downtown Indianapolis on two misdemeanor drunk driving charges. The six-time Pro Bowl receiver signed with the Colts just over 1 week ago. The Miami Dolphins are releasing linebacker Tyrell Dodson, cornerback Marco Wilson, and are waiving quarterbacks Cam Miller and Mark Gronkowski. The Dolphins traded Quinn Ewers to the Jaguars yesterday, so they presently have just one quarterback on their roster in Malik Willis. The Pittsburgh Steelers are releasing linebacker Elandon Roberts. The Chicago Bears are trading defensive tackle Jervon Dexter to the Atlanta Falcons for cornerback Clark Phillips at a fifth-round draft pick. Baseball Saturday night, Yankees over the Red Sox 9-2 to split a doubleheader. The Philadelphia Phillies scored three runs in the top half of the ninth inning for a 4-2 win over the Angels. The Phillies have now won 12 of their last 14. I'm Isaac Lohengrin.
Who doesn't love being number one? When your team's dominating the standings, or your favorite band rocks the charts at number one, it feels good, right? Kind of like how it feels when you have auto insurance with State Farm. Because making you feel like number one is an honor your local State Farm agent takes seriously. Through the good times and not so good, your State Farm agent's proud to be here to help life go right.
Call local State Farm agent Cliff Gobert at 597-1200.
Here's a real tweet from a real Chick-fil-A guest. Meredith writes,
"Am I the only person who didn't know Chick-fil-A had mac and cheese? Holy game changer."
The secret's out now, Meredith. Is there anything you think the world should know about our mac and cheese?
What I really like about the mac and cheese is the oven-toasted, golden brown, cheesy top layer. It's savory, and it makes you feel really good.
That does sound amazing. Thanks, Meredith. Try the mac and cheese yourself at your local Chick-fil-A. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonial.
In working with clients in today's economic and financial environment, Trent Lancaster, financial advisor in Janney Spartanburg office, uses his extensive skill and experience to help clients understand market trends. Trent holds the accredited wealth management advisor designation. For clients, this means they are working with a top-tier advisor who can help them toward optimizing their financial strategies and minimizing market volatility. These advisors passed comprehensive exams and must follow a code of ethics. This can provide comfort for clients knowing they are working with a trusted advisor. Let Trent help you navigate the financial landscape. To learn more, call 864-585-8282 or visit TrentLancaster.com. Janney Montgomery Scott, LLC, member FINRA, NYSE, and SIPC.
Looking for top-quality tactical gear from people who lived it? Check out Air Corps Camo Tactical LLC in Boiling Springs. Air Corps Camo is a retired, disabled veteran-owned and operated business. They're an authorized Rothko dealer, plus original footwear with Altima and SWAT boots. You'll also find trusted brands like Right in the Rain, Zippo, Truspec, Duke, Canon, Buffalo Bob Snacks, Sopaco MREs, and even military dog tags made on site. For all your tactical and outdoor needs, support a veteran-owned business. Visit Air Corps Camo Tactical, 3720 F Boiling Springs Road. Online at aircorecamo.com or call 864-345-2627.
For over 75 years, Wakefield Buick GMC has been committed to making your vehicle buying experience quick, easy, and hassle-free. Wakefield has the best selection in Spartanburg, offering something for everyone, new or used. Whether you're looking for the popular Buick Encore GX or a GMC Sierra truck, Wakefield has what you're looking for. And trust Wakefield's trained technicians to repair any vehicle right the first time. Shop online from your home or work and even schedule delivery of your new vehicle at wakefieldauto.com. Wakefield Buick GMC in downtown Spartanburg.
Tired of the same old lunch places with the same old food? Instead of going to the same old lunch spot, try something new. Visit Grill 221 in Roebuck. Grill 221's menu has something that is sure to satisfy whatever you're craving. Try one of their famous juicy cheeseburgers or the famous cheeseburger club. How about a fried bologna sandwich or some of their tasty pimento cheese? In the mood for something a little lighter? Try one of their great salads. Already had lunch? Stop by Grill 221 for supper tonight. They have a great hamburger steak or open-faced roast beef. Try any of these choices with some fresh-cut fries or tater tots. Grill 221, 4795 South Church Street Extension in Roebuck.
Spartanburg has been known as the hub city for decades due to our proximity to rail lines and interstate highways. Upstate Logistics has been part of the hub city transportation scene for over a decade. Upstate Logistics provides businesses with warehousing and transportation services, including inbound and outbound rail shipments. And more importantly, we support Spartanburg. Be it high school and college sports or important community projects, Upstate Logistics wants to help move Spartanburg forward. Upstate Logistics, keeping your business and Spartanburg moving forward. To find out more, visit upstatelogistics.com.
Live from the Beacon Drive-In Studios in Spartanburg, South Carolina, Fox Sports Spartanburg presents Start Your Engines. Always in the memory of our show founder, Greg Moore, here is your race team for today. Show producer, Ronnie Black, technical assistant, Lanny McKinney, author and National Motorsports Press Association Hall of Fame journalist, Deb Williams, former Cup crew chief, Mike Hill, and with our special guests, here is your host for Start Your Engines, racing historian and author, Perry Allen Wood. Deb Williams is trackside and ready to go. What's going on at this week's big race? Now let's go live to Dan.
Good morning, Deb. How are you?
Good morning. Just fine, thank you. A little sluggish. I always am after these night races.
Well, I know. What time did you get in bed? Not that it's any of my business, but you usually tell me.
2 o'clock this morning.
Oh, okay. Well, you've had longer nights, I'm sure. But
oh yeah, like Atlanta when they dropped the checkered flag at 2 a.m.
Bill Rossi's here with me this morning as my co-host. Say hi to Bill.
Hey, Bill. How are you doing?
Good. Good.
Get to be a regular. It's 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah,
no, it's always good to have you and talk to you.
I appreciate it.
Well, Deb, if you had never won a race and your first name was Ryan, it was a good weekend for you at Daytona.
Yes, it was. Excellent point. Yeah, it's good to see first-time winners like that, even though Ryan Preece still counts his clash at Bowman Gray as his first win, even though it was an exhibition race. But, yeah, it was so exciting. It was funny when Ryan Preece came into the media center this morning. He was playing the song Rocket Man really loud on his phone as he walked in.
Well, that's great. It's good to see. I was pleased to see it. Now, let's take them one at a time. And first, let me talk a little bit about O'Reilly, because Jeremy is having abysmal luck 3 weeks in a row. He's been up at the front, and the last stage bites him in the rear end, and he ends up finishing somewhere in the 30s. And now he's dropped from 19th to 20th in the standings, and we got to keep him in the top 20 for these last, 10 races to go?
I was trying to think if they, I'm pretty sure they had that same number in the O'Reilly series in their chase. I know the truck series is just 7 races, but the O'Reilly and Cup series are pretty well paired together.
Oh, yeah, I'm counting them up right now. It's Darlington, Worldwide Technology, Bristol, Las Vegas, Charlotte, Phoenix, Talladega, Martinsville, and Homestead. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's 9 races left. So it's just imperative that he finish in the top 20, and we were hoping he could maybe even do better than that. Maybe he still can. There's time to make it up, but he's just having terrible luck right now.
He has. He's had terrible luck all year long, and it does seem like he's headed for a top 10 or a top 15 finish, and then it's like he's snake bit. So hopefully he'll get the monkey off his back soon.
I hope so. But speaking of the O'Reilly race yesterday, Ryan Sieg has been like 424 or 400-something races without a win, and then he changes his number to 38 and wins. So I wonder if he'll go back to 39, or I'd think about sticking with 38 if I could.
Yeah, well, you know, he's been close, and he's been close to winning races there before at Daytona, and would always get caught up in the big one, it seemed like. And so, yeah, I think it was a very popular win, and it was good to see him get his first win after, I think you're correct, it was 424 races. So it was a good weekend for first-time winners, as you said, and a good point about it being if your first name's Ryan.
Hey, feel free to use that.
I will. No, it's interesting because the Siegs have the same deal or get their cars out of the Haas factory team just like Jeremy does, too.
That's right. That's true. So looking at the 12 that made it into the chase, glad to see Rajah Caruth slip in there. And a tough break for two Gibbs cars with a Sawalich and Brent Cruz not making it. And then Ryan Siege was 15th, and he won the race. So it was Taylor Gray and Caruth in, and Sawalich, Cruz, and Sieg out.
Yes, and, all 4 Junior Motorsports cars are in the chase. But, it looked like Rajah Caruth was going to get a first or second place finish there and then spun there near the end. And so it was kind of a nail-biter there, but had Sawalich and Cruz not gotten caught up in those early race wrecks, it would have been a different story, or could have been, for Rajah.
Let's move over to Cup, if you don't mind. And last night was they changed the rules for the cars in the Coke Zero Sugar 400, and I thought you could tell it. They lowered the spoiler from 7 to 4 inches. They lowered the horsepower, I'm not sure, from like 500-something to 400-something, and they did something with the front splitter, I think. But it looked to me like, and they didn't have any time, from what I understand, to practice with it. So they were able to, it looked like they were feeling each other out in the first segment. And I told Jane, we were watching, I said, you notice how the cars are spaced out more than they usually are, rather than all over it, even though they were still running three wide in places. But they weren't right on each other's bumper as close as they used to be.
That's true, and that was the objective, was to give them room to pass and give them to move up or move down, depending on what lane they were in. And they wanted the drivers to be able to pass on the track rather than having to rely totally on fuel mileage in order to advance in the field. So, you know, I thought it made a difference. Now, the splitter that you were talking about was the same splitter rule they have for the intermediate tracks.
Okay.
But, yeah, it was interesting to see what they do, if they keep the same thing for Talladega, if they make a little more tweaks on it, and if they feel they need to come down and have a test session in January. You know, the situation is, you are correct, they didn't have any practice, so they were feeling out the car and all, and how it reacted in that first stage, because they didn't have to rely on fuel savings. But it's like they said, you know, you really can't learn anything in practice sometimes, because you'll go out there with just some of the other fellow manufacturers that you're in, and with 10 cars, you're not going to get the same reaction that you get with 30 or 36 or 40 cars. So it's a kind of a make baby step tweak to change the rules a little bit.
Yeah. You talk about that front splitter, it must be pretty solid, because I tell you, when Chris Buescher was crashing there at the end of the first stage, he went into that grass, and in the past, you know, that just rips the whole front of the car in, front end of the car off if you hit it wrong. But, you know, I tell you, and this just popped into my mind, it's Charlotte that's got the, for lack of a better term, it's got artificial turf instead of grass, mm-hmm. right? I'm surprised more tracks haven't done that, that have that trioval type configuration.
Cost factor.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say.
Extremely expensive.
Expensive, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you tear it up.
But, oh, yeah, yeah. But, you know, it wasn't just Chris Buescher. But when you look at, you know, don't forget, Kyle Larson and Ryan Preece went down through that grass, too.
Yeah.
And I thought it was interesting, Ryan Preece's analogy. He said, you know, he said it was going to be a knockdown, drag-out fight between him and SVG. And he said, SVG pulled the first punch or won the first round.
You there, Deb?
Deb went away.
You there, Deb?
Hello.
Yeah, you back.
There you are. You must have gone through a tunnel.
No, we're on I-95.
Okay, that was kind of a joke. I never saw many tunnels in Florida when I lived there.
I don't know of any. We're
going
not
in and out of the track.
Yeah.
Let me touch on a couple of other things from last night. There's been, you know, some media talk, writing, and even before the race last night on the pre-race with Carson Hocevar about making enemies and needing friends at certain times, and he got it out front finally there in the last segment with only just a few laps to go, and he owned it. He lost it, and it looked like he turned left, and it just shot him straight into the wall in front of the entire pack. And he didn't blame it on anything but himself. But and I don't know if he made any friends or not last night either, but that seems to be somewhat of a concern, or at least a talking point anyway.
Well, it's a talking point because he's first in merchandise sales.
I heard that.
That's what brought it up.
I heard that last night.
Yeah. And so, you know, his merchandise sales have just skyrocketed ever since he won Talladega. So I thought it was interesting, the press release that NASCAR put out earlier in the week talking about his other drivers' dislike of him, and I thought, this sounds a lot like one Jim Hunter would have put out decades ago. But for those people who remember Jim Hunter, who headed up the communications department at NASCAR for many years and was a president at Darlington Raceway for a while, but there's a lot of drivers that just feel he hasn't learned how to control his aggressiveness. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out, and it it'll be interesting to see if a character like Carson Hocevar has a role in the new Days of Thunder 2 that's coming out in 2028.
Yeah, really.
Well, that was going to be something I was going to get to when I got to the general news and things that are going on. But I wanted to touch one more point here, at least one more on for the race last night. So they got their final 16. Ryan Preece, I mean, he kind of did a Joe Namath and said, I'm winning this race. You know, like on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
And so
yeah.
He went out and did it, and it wasn't all that easy because he got in the middle of a lot of bent sheet metal. And but he made it. He won the race, his first race, and got that final spot in the chase.
Yes, he did. And at one point there, when he was leading and Shane Van Giesbergen was 10th, they were actually tied in points. It was when SVG dropped down to 11th, and Preece was leading with, I think, 8 laps to go, and they were tied in points. So SVG got caught up in that last lap crash, which had him finishing outside the top 20. But, you know, there was a lot of speculation of if Brian Preece didn't make it in, would he be because of those 25 points he was docked earlier in the season for wrecking Ty Gibbs at Texas Motor Speedway.
And I forgot about that until they mentioned it on the air last night.
Yeah. So, you know, he said, it's like he grinned and he said, that's a non-issue now. Just move forward.
No, he's right about that.
Yeah.
And Shane Van Giesbergen was the first guy out, which I was kind of hoping he'd make it. And Brad Keselowski was also close but didn't make it. However, his other two cars did.
That's right. And, you know, they didn't have any in the postseason last year. And to come back and put two of the three cars in there this year, I think speaks volumes for the improvement that that team has made. But I also thought it was interesting that when Brad Keselowski came in for the post-race interview, because they always have the team owner or a top executive with the team come in addition to the crew chief and the driver. And Brad said, you know, when they sit down to talk about how they can get better, he says, these are the drivers we have, and these are the drivers I believe in, so don't mention the drivers. We've got to talk about how to make the cars better, how to get more speed out of them. But he said, the drivers are here, and they're staying, so don't mention the drivers.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, that was very interesting. Mm-hmm. And and it was also good to see Jack Roush there yesterday. Jack came into the driver's meeting yesterday, and it was good to see him. He's, you know, let's face it, he's not doing well,
yeah,
but it was nice to see him there. Mm-hmm.
I saw a picture of him last week, and I don't know, he was answering a question, and there was a lady with him, and I couldn't tell if she was like a nurse or something, you know, but he didn't look so hot, but Jack Roush is still a cat in the hat to me.
Well, it was nice to see him sitting beside Mark Martin yesterday in the driver's meeting.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on here. I want to talk to a couple of other things, but can you stay with us a little bit longer, Deb, if I put you on hold?
Sure.
Okay, well, great. Well, I'm actually not going to put you on hold because I'm always afraid I'll screw up and lose you because of the phone system we got. So I'm going to do what I've done in the past and just turn your mic down, and I won't forget you. I'll come straight back to you after the commercials.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, hang on. I'll be with you after about 2 or 3 minutes here. Let's take a break, and you're listening to Start Your Engines on Fox Sports Spartanburg.
A few years back when we were ready to reopen the station, the water pipes burst, putting thousands of dollars of equipment in danger. That was one stressful evening, but one phone call to Thomas McGuire and PuroClean, the paramedics of property damage, and our stress disappeared. PuroClean rolled in, took charge, and rescued the station from severe water damage. Since then, I've used PuroClean at my house. You should do the same. Whether you're faced with fire and smoke damage, a flooding basement, or need carpet or upholstery cleaning, do what I do, and that's called 285-3530 for PuroClean.
Chris Foster puts his first and last name on his business, and that means something. Chris Foster Heating and Air has served Spartanburg and surrounding areas for well over a decade, and they proudly use Rheem Heating and Cooling products. Rheem stands behind their products, offering a 10-year parts warranty. If you need a heating and cooling system, need repairs to an existing system, or gas appliance installation, call Chris Foster Heating and Air, 809-4836. No upcharges for nights, weekends, or holidays. Chris Foster Heating and Air, 809-4836.
No matter what mood I'm in, McDonald's has a deal that's here for it. Like right now, I can mix and match two of my favorites for just $3.49. So if I'm feeling a little extra, I get a McDouble with two tasty beef patties. If I'm feeling nostalgic, oh, I go with a classic like a juicy McChicken. And no matter how I'm feeling, a golden crispy small fries always sounds like a good idea. All this food talk is bringing on a new mood. Hungry. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Honey, honey.
I know what you're going to say already. Yes, there's a new store in town that I know will be your favorite.
Yep.
Spartan Games.
Yep.
It's a place for experienced and new gamers to come together. They've got magic, they've got board games and Pokemon, so I know the kids will want to come. It really is the perfect place for the whole family.
We can play at their table 7 days a week. Downtown Spartanburg, across from the Denny's building, we can see our friends, meet new gamers, plus...
Yes, they have a huge display of magic cards, and I know you'll want to add to your collection.
Wait, where are you going?
Spartan Games. I want you to finally teach me how to play.
Let's go.
Adventure starts at The Local Hiker, your locally owned destination for outdoor fun. Rent affordable gear, shop premium branded boots, apparel, and top outdoor equipment, and get expert help from knowledgeable staff ready for any trail. Build your skills with outdoor-themed classes. Enjoy a craft beer on tap, and don't miss live music every Friday night. Visit them at 173 East Main Street in downtown Spartanburg, or plan your next adventure now at thelocalhiker.com.
Discover the difference at Escadé Nissan of Greer. We're more than just a dealership. We're your local Nissan experts, proudly serving the upstate. Whether you're searching for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle or top-notch service, our friendly and knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way. Looking for peace of mind? We've got you covered with our Escadé Lifetime Powertrain Warranty. Drive with confidence, knowing your vehicle is protected. Stop by today or shop 24/7 at EscadéNissan.com, where your journey begins and quality lasts a lifetime.
Here comes lunchtime. Do you know that unlike some barbecue places, Bubba's Barbecue and Bash has ribs for lunch every day? Bubba's also has great burgers, pulled pork, calabash chicken, all of your favorite sides, and some of the best sauce around. Top it off with Bubba's famous banana pudding or a slice of pecan pie for dessert, and you'll make Bubba's your barbecue home. Bubba's Barbecue and Bash, 827 West Blackstock Road, just a half mile from Westgate Mall. Have lunch at Bubba's today.
Roof leaking? Gutters breaking? Worried about cost or having it done right the first time? Well, relax. Aloha Roofing is here. Roof replacement? We got you. Gutters, siding inspections? We got you. Proudly serving the upstate, Aloha Roofing's fast response when it matters the most will bring comfort to a stressful time. Our certified team ensures long-lasting protection for homes and businesses alike. Say goodbye to roof problems and hello to comfort with Aloha Roofing. Learn more at AlohaRoofingLLC.com.
You already know Carolina Driveline is the upstate's leader for custom drive shafts and high-performance racing. But did you know Carolina Driveline also specializes in agricultural and industrial equipment? Carolina Driveline can keep your equipment moving so you're never down for long. And when the work week ends, Carolina Driveline's 37 years of experience can deliver the best in off-road racing and 4x4 solutions. Whether it's your workday equipment, your everyday car, or your weekend 4x4, Carolina Driveline is your high-performance solution. Find out more at CarolinaDriveline.com.
Brendan Delaney has been assisting people with legal issues affecting their lives in Spartanburg, Cherokee, and Union counties for over 25 years. Your legal matters are personal, and Brendan knows that you need an attorney you can trust. Brendan prioritizes confidentiality throughout every legal process, so choose a lawyer that stands with you. Brendan Delaney Law Firm.
This is Brendan Delaney. My phone number is 864-584-5835, and my office is located directly behind the Spartanburg County Courthouse.
You still with us, Deb?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Okay, welcome back to the second segment of the last hour of Start Your Engines. Let me hit on something here real quick, Deb, and then I got some things that I want to ask you about. After the race last night, Ronnie who, once again, if he, I told him last night, I said, if you had a rock band, it'd be called Ronnie and the Leftovers. Because he's getting the last pick every week, and last night he got Reddick, and last night he won. So Ronnie's got 35 points. The co-hosts, they've been doing pretty well lately. Nothing last night. They've got 30, and they're tied with Lanny, who's got 30. Deb, you got 26, and I can't catch you. I got 2 points last night to your one, and I got 25, and I'm still in last place, but don't count me out yet. I want to touch on a few things here, and I tried to rank them, but since you have already brought up Days of Thunder, what do you know about that? All I know is that it's Tom Cruise, and I guess Anne Hathaway, and I guess she's going to be the Nicole Kidman of this one. And can you tell us anything else about it, any insight?
Well, we know that she apparently is going to be a team owner and engineer is the role that she's going to play. And, you know, Jerry Bruckheimer is going to be involved as a producer again, and they're supposed to start filming early next year, and it's scheduled to come out June of 2028. So it'll be interesting to see how the story develops, but a lot of the people that were involved in the production of the first one are involved in this one as well. So, you know, Tom Cruise, needless to say, was very popular in the driver's meeting yesterday.
I bet he was. Okay, so we'll be looking forward to that. Is this going to be a theatrical release or just something streamed?
No, it'll be a theatrical release.
That's great. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me move to a couple of other things here that I've got ranked, and maybe not correctly, but FedEx Freight is taking over the title as a title sponsor of the Truck Series.
Yes, I was quite surprised about that. I think a lot of us were, but it'll be the FedEx Truck Series next year. So we've had to adjust to from Infiniti to O'Reilly this year, and now we'll have to adjust from Craftsman to FedEx next year.
Yeah, and seems like Craftsman wasn't around that long, and they were like, weren't they the original sponsor of the Truck Series?
They were, yes, uh-huh.
So,
you know, we had Craftsman, we had Camping World, and then back to Craftsman, so I kind of hate to see them go. They've been around a long time.
Yeah, me too, but we'll see how it goes with FedEx. I also got here, and I have not examined it. If you haven't, we'll move on, but the NASCAR released the 2027 series schedules. I guess that's for all the series. Anything stand out there for you?
Well, the biggest thing that came to mind for me, several things, really. We have two off weekends next year for all three series. You know, we had one this year, but since Rockingham is not on the schedule for the O'Reilly and the trucks next year, Easter weekend is an off weekend for all three national series, and then the weekend after the San Diego race at the Naval Base Coronado will be an off weekend for all three series. And I thought it was interesting when they came out saying they would return to the Naval Base Coronado is that they are working with the Department of the War to go to other U.S. military installations. And, you know, I'm sure as long as NASCAR has wanted to be in the Pacific Northwest that Lewis McChord, which used to be two separate, used to be Fort Lewis Army and McChord Air Base, and now they're joint operation Lewis McChord, I'm sure that's high on their list. But NASCAR said they have given the Department of War a list of the military installations they would like to go to in the U.S., and Department of War has given them installations where they would like for them to go. So it'll be interesting to see where they go in 2028, but 2027 will be the last year at the Naval Base Coronado. I also find it interesting next year that we do not end the regular season at Daytona. We end the regular season at Darlington, Southern 500 weekend, and then they'll start the chase at Richmond. So it's going to be interesting. You have some other tracks in the chase that aren't there this year. In addition to Richmond, you've got Watkins Glen and New Hampshire. So it'll be interesting to see, I think, how it goes next year. But they're still ending the season at Homestead for the championship finale.
And I like that.
Now,
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say the interesting thing, too, when the series directors for O'Reilly and Truck were talking about that, how they have adjusted the schedule to where there's not big gaps in the schedule, how it's more balanced where they don't have long stretches like 10, 15 races before a break. They will run a race and maybe have a break or two-week break, but nothing like the trucks. You know, the trucks have their chase schedule set at Richmond, but then they don't race again for 3 weeks when they start the chase at Bristol.
And O'Reilly's had some pretty big break. They just came off a 2 week break.
Right. So they worked on those two series schedules for next year to where they don't have those gaps where there's not long stretches without a break and then long stretches with a break. So they've adjusted that as well to work better for the industry. You know, the other thing about back to the Naval Base Coronado race is that they aren't taking the trucks back next year there. It'll just be O'Reilly and Cup. But they are going back to Chicagoland Speedway, and they said that they're continuing talks with the city of Chicago about taking the street course back there. And Julie Giese, who lives there and who worked diligently in conjunction with Ben Kennedy on this schedule, that's been Julie's priority, she said that they don't preclude having a Chicago street course race and a race at Chicagoland Speedway in the future because they've got 1 million race fans in that area, and they said that their statistics showed that there was very little overlap as far as the fans that went to Chicagoland versus the ones that go to the street course. So they believe that both races could be held in the Chicago area without any problem at all.
Well, having lived there for 5 years of my life, it was five fantastic years. And Chicago's just a great town. And I know if they do that, the fans are going to come because it's just a great place to visit.
Yes, it is. It is. It's a very interesting area. But go ahead.
Deb, I was looking here, and topics 4, 5, and 6 are your bylines from Auto Week magazine, and if I keep my mouth shut, I think you'd cover all of them. You did the military base race story that I had as number 5. Number 4 was could Chicago hold 2 races, and you just addressed that. And while you're on your roll, the last one I had was NASCAR won't go overseas for a points race.
Right. And, you know, Ben Kennedy talked about that, and he is the chief operating officer for NASCAR now. And he said that, you know, with the schedule the way it is, it just makes more sense to either go north of the border to Canada or south of the border to Mexico. But he didn't rule out in the future of possibly taking the Clash either to Europe or Brazil. But I don't think a lot of people realize that NASCAR already has series in Europe and Brazil and Mexico and Canada. And so they've already got a presence there. It's just not with their 3 National Touring Series. But they are taking the trucks back to Canada next year, and the trucks will be in Canada on Labor Day weekend when the O'Reilly and Cup Series are in Darlington.
Okay. Actually, the last thing I had noted here to talk about, we talked about first, and that was Days of Thunder coming back. So the last one I've got here is tell us about the lawsuit. There was some change there with the Spire and Gibbs lawsuits.
Yeah, I actually did not get to go to that hearing. I had a doctor's appointment that day. Excuse me. But the people who have covered it, Kelly Crandall filled me in on it with Racer.com, and she said that, you know, it was basically a hearing on whether or not the countersuit that Spire Motorsports and Chris Gabehart had filed would be dismissed, and they allowed it proceed, but they, she told me that the judge had excluded some of the particular claims, that the discovery that JGR's attorneys did went too far. So You know, we're still looking at a trial date of February 1st next year.
One last thing, and this just popped into my head. I don't know if you got to catch any of the IndyCar race from Washington, D.C., and it was, I mean, it was a spectacle, as I don't know if they would ever address doing that again, but it was something to see, I got to admit. And
the backdrop was beautiful.
Yeah, did that get NASCAR's attention at all? I mean, did they want a piece of that pie and maybe do a doubleheader with IndyCar or something, or did they just congratulate IndyCar for their success and go about their business?
Well, you know, NASCAR and IndyCar did the doubleheader at Phoenix earlier this year, and they're going to do it again next year. And the truck series will be back in St. Pete with the IndyCars next year. But Julie Giese, who I mentioned a while ago, was there at Washington, D.C. You know, I think it's a logistical situation. I mean, it was beautifully done. The backdrop was beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I watched it as long as I could before I had to start covering the cup race.
Yeah.
But, there's a lot of logistical headaches when it comes to a street course race. And I know one of the reporters who was there said the security was just unbelievable.
Yeah,
so,
and I read about all the permits and permissions and this, that, and the other that they had to get this mm-hmm. thing off the ground. It was staggering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they were also concerned, you know, about how the car noise and all would affect these fragile historical exhibits and all that are there.
I didn't
so
think of that.
That was a concern as well, too.
Okay, Deb, well, you did an extra segment with us. Did I leave anything out? Anything you want to mention?
No, I don't think so. I think you've pretty well hit on everything for the week.
Well, when we got an extra 20 minutes, I'm glad to just put you on hold and let you
Bend
keep going.
Deb, that's right.
Well, I appreciate the extra time, and, you know, it's Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, we have Media Day with the Chase drivers and O'Reilly and Cup, and then everybody heads to Darlington, so it's going to be a wonderful Labor Day weekend.
One of my favorites, and college football will be in full swing, and the pros not far behind. It's just my favorite time of the year, and the next thing you know, it'll be Thanksgiving, and we'll be done. So this is really a great time of the year, and I appreciate you, Deb, coming on and keeping us up with what's going on from right now and into the future, and you're the best. We love you.
Well, I appreciate it, and I hope everyone has a wonderful week, a wonderful Labor Day, and I may add real quick what you said about football season being your favorite time of the year. When my dad's health was failing, and he looked at me and he said, well, you know, I'm going to be here for a while longer because football season started, and I'm not going to miss it.
There you go, and I feel the same way. It's just the leaves are going to start falling, it's going to get cooler, I'm going to get my first load of firewood, and I love it.
Yeah, it is a wonderful time of the year.
Thank you, Deb. We love you, and you be careful traveling back.
Thank you. Will, and everyone have a good week.
All right,
thank
we'll talk
you.
To you next
Bye-bye.
Week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Mm-hmm, bye-bye.
Who was that, Bill? Well, what is
smartest?
That's right. Smartest woman in motorsports or racing. Let's take our last break and come back and wrap this thing up. I got some things a lot of results and some other stuff to talk about. You're listening to Start Your Engines on Fox Sports Spartanburg.
Now in its second decade, Bump and Run with Tyler Sugart has been waking up sports fans on Fox Sports Spartanburg 98.3 FM. Every weekday, get the upstate's best local sports coverage with hometown stories and hometown athletes. Plus, the Gamecocks, Tigers, Braves, NASCAR, and the biggest stories in sports. Local sports, local voices, local pride. Bump and Run with Tyler Sugart. Weekday mornings from 7 to 9 on Fox Sports Spartanburg 98.3 FM and WBCU in Union.
South Carolina lawmakers are being pressured to change our liquor liability laws. Not to protect people, but to boost insurance company profits. Right now, these companies charge high premiums, but pay out when victims need justice. If they get their way, they'll keep collecting while bars that overserve and put drunk drivers on the road walk away with no accountability. Tell your legislators, don't let insurance companies dodge responsibility while victims pay the price. Justice shouldn't take a back seat to corporate profits. Paid for by Carolina Law Group.
Make Phillipson Law and Fuel Chesney your source for propane in Spartanburg County. They offer propane for hot water heaters, cooking, and heat. They can fill your grill tank and get you ready for grilling season. Not only do they sell propane, but they sell a large variety of propane accessories such as grill tanks and other appliances that run on propane. If your propane tank is running low, call and they'll have it filled within one business day. Call them at 864-461-8511. That's Phillips and Long Fuel, located at 421 South Alabama Avenue in Chesney.
Experience the bold, authentic flavors of India at Maharaja Fine Dining. Enjoy a true fine dining atmosphere with professionally trained staff and dishes made fresh from local ingredients. From crowd favorites like chicken tikka masala and butter chicken to sag paneer, garlic naan, and fresh vegetable samosas. Stop in for the daily buffet, order from the a la carte menu, or unwind at the full bar. Planning an event? Maharaja also offers catering and private party. Visit them at 464 East Main Street in Spartanburg or see the full menu and reserve your table at maharajafinedining.com.
Hi, this is Heather Franklin at Union Post Acute. If you or a family member needs to regain strength, balance, or mobility after a fall or an illness, let us at Union Post Acute help. Our expertly trained staff and our up-to-date equipment will get you back to normal as soon as possible. We will guide you through a program that is right for you. Do like thousands of others, invest your time and future in Union Post Acute. Call Heather at 864-332-4875.
You already know Carolina Driveline is the upstate's leader for custom drive shafts and high-performance racing. But did you know Carolina Driveline also specializes in agricultural and industrial equipment? Carolina Driveline can keep your equipment moving so you're never down for long. And when the work week ends, Carolina Driveline's 37 years of experience can deliver the best in off-road racing and 4x4 solutions. Whether it's your workday equipment, your everyday car, or your weekend 4x4, Carolina Driveline is your high-performance solution. Find out more at carolinadriveline.com.
Turn up the flavor at Rapid Fire Pizza. Right now on Spartanburg's West Side, Rapid Fire Pizza is bringing the heat with the Boom Boom Chicken Pizza. We're talking grilled chicken, melty mozzarella, green onions, banana peppers, and fresh cilantro, all topped with that signature Boom Boom sauce and a squeeze of lime for a fresh, zesty kick. It's bold, crave-worthy, and packed with attitude. But hurry, this limited-time flavor won't last. Get to Rapid Fire Pizza on John B. White Senior Boulevard in Spartanburg and taste the Boom Boom Chicken Pizza today.
Spartan Waste is putting trash in its place in Spartanburg County. Spartan Waste is your locally owned trash collection company, keeping your community clean. Do your part by visiting Spartan-Waste.com to make sure your trash is picked up on time every time. And when we say Spartan Waste is locally owned, we mean the owners, Mark Nelson and Mark Mullen, are on the job every day, keeping the Spartanburg community, where they work and live, clean for their families and yours. Keep it clean with Spartan Waste.
In working with clients in today's economic and financial environment, Trent Lancaster, financial advisor in Janney's Spartanburg office, uses his extensive skill and experience to help clients understand market trends. Trent holds the accredited wealth management advisor designation. For clients, this means they are working with a top-tier advisor who can help them toward optimizing their financial strategies and minimizing market volatility. These advisors passed comprehensive exams and must follow a code of ethics. This can provide comfort for clients knowing they are working with a trusted advisor. Let Trent help you navigate the financial landscape. To learn more, call 864-585-8282 or visit TrentLancaster.com. Janney Montgomery Scott, LLC, member FINRA, NYSE, and SIPC.
Brendan Delaney has been assisting people with legal issues affecting their lives in Spartanburg, Cherokee, and Union counties for over 25 years. Your legal matters are personal, and Brendan knows that you need an attorney you can trust. Brendan prioritizes confidentiality throughout every legal process, so choose a lawyer that stands with you. Brendan Delaney Law Firm.
This is Brendan Delaney. My phone number is 864-584-5835, and my office is located directly behind the Spartanburg County Courthouse.
Thank you, Mick. Welcome back to the second or the last segment of Start Your Engines for this Sunday with the wackiness going on in IndyCar. Let me get to that because that's the racing that we've got today. I've already touched on it once. Yes. The what?
Lanny.
Lanny. Oh, yep. Thank you, Bill, for prompting me. That was an L you were holding up for Lanny? Okay, well, it's backwards to me. I thought it was a J. Okay. Lanny. Lanny McKinney, thank you for everything you do for us. And I just got through telling Bill that I had to address you right off, coming off the commercial, and I went right past at the Indy. But, Lanny, we always appreciate everything you do. Looks like you've got a good shot at winning our championship this year, really? If anybody can catch Ronnie. But you maintained, Lanny maintains the Budmore Engineering website, the Start Your Engines website, Facebook page, and have the podcast out there for everybody to listen to. I think we got like 321 of them now.
There's
a bunch of them out there by the middle of this afternoon, even earlier than that. So, Lanny, we really do appreciate everything you do, and I try to mention you every week. But sometimes I need prompting, even when I even when I've got it sitting right here. I'm looking at it. It says, "Thank Lanny McKinney." So anyway. Yeah, they ran that 250-miler or 50-mile Freedom 250 at downtown Washington last week. So this week they were going to do something even wackier, and that was not that that was all that wacky last week. It was actually a spectacle. But this week they're running two 250-mile races at Milwaukee on consecutive days. Well, they ran the first one last night. Or yesterday, when they finally got it going, there are no lights at Milwaukee. And I had a whole thing to do here about the Milwaukee Mile being the oldest track in the world that they're still using. They did go dark for a couple of years here and there, especially during World War II. Excuse me. And but it's active, and it's real active. So yesterday, they tried to run a 250-miler. They got 90 laps of it in until the rains came. They couldn't get the track dry, so the plan was to run it at 9 o'clock this morning. Rained all night. Still couldn't get the track dry. So they're going to run the regular schedule at 1 o'clock with the second of the IndyCar races. And it will be on Fox. And lo and behold, I don't know if they tear up any cars or not, what they're going to do for the conclusion of the first race, which they're going to run at 6 o'clock. So it's pick it up on lap 91, and you know, it's conceivable there might not be some people in there with a car to drive.
Really,
depending on how the second race goes, when it go back and try to run the first. So that's what's going on at IndyCar. Pato O'Ward actually is leading the first race, and they are in his McLaren. I got all this stuff here highlighted. It's just not true anymore. So I told you the schedule, and it's crazy. So anyway, but let me get to the IndyCar race. Let me go back to Washington for just a second. The Freedom 250 Grand Prix of Washington, D.C. was the name of it, and it was on a it was 147 laps on a 1.7-mile street course, and that works out to 249.9 miles, almost 250. Kyle Kirkwood was the winner. He does not want to see another race in Washington because he's got the trophy. He was the trophy he won to be the only one ever won.
One and only.
One of a kind. So he won it for Andretti Global. Second was Christian Lundgaard. He won it by about 3 seconds over Christian Lundgaard and McLaren. Fourth was Will Power. Third was Will Power, the other part of the podium, with also from Andretti Global. Fourth was Marcus Ericsson from Andretti Global. So except for that one McLaren getting in there, three of the top four finishers were the Andretti cars. Fifth was Kiffin Simpson driving for Ganassi. Seventh, Nolan Siegel driving for McLaren. He's gone next year. Seventh, Scott Dixon driving for Ganassi. Eighth was Joseph Newgarden. Of course, he's Penske's lead driver. Ninth was Cale Collette, which drives for A.J. Foyt. Looking pretty good this year. I don't know if he'll be back next year or not. And 10th was Roman Grosjean for Dale Coyne Racing, who is actually putting together some pretty decent races here lately. The points for IndyCar, and there's no use to, well, I'll give you what it was. It's, of course, it's changed. They got two races to finish today. But Alex Palou is pretty solidly out front. Second is Kyle Kirkwood, who's not hot on his heels, but he's hot driver as far as wins. Third is Christian Lundgaard. Fourth, David Malukas. Fifth, Patricio Award. Sixth, Joseph Newgarden. Seventh, Marcus Ericsson. Eighth, Felix Rosenquist, the Indianapolis 500 race winner. Ninth, Scott McLaughlin. And tenth is Will Power. And like I said, two races a day. You can start watching them at 1 o'clock and then go take a break and come back and watch them again at 6. Finished the race from yesterday. ARCA ran two races this past week. I talked a lot about the Calypso 100, how I was looking forward to it. It was run at the Illinois State Fairgrounds, a one-mile dirt track. I love seeing stock cars on a big dirt track. And Max Reeves was the winner in a pretty interesting race. I watched all of it. That was last Sunday. Isaac Kitzmiller was second. Thomas Annunziata third. Taylor Reamer fourth. Gavin Boschel fifth. Sixth was points leader Jake Bowman. Seventh, Kelly Kovsky. Eighth, Isabella Robusto. Ninth, Tim Monroe. And tenth was Jason Kitzmiller. Lo and behold, they ran another race this week, and it was this past Friday. And it was the Atlas 200 at Madison International Speedway in Oregon, Wisconsin.
Yep.
That's kind of confusing, I guess, a little bit. But they ran 200 laps on a mile dirt track, another dirt track. And Tristan McKee was the winner. Carson Brown second. Third was Max Reeves. Fourth, Jake Bowman. Fifth, Thomas Annunziata. This race, as I said, was Friday afternoon. Sixth was Isaac Kitzmiller. Seventh, Isabella Robusto. Eighth, Will Robinson. Ninth, Jason Kitzmiller. And tenth, Tony Constantino. Will Robinson, I think he was lost in space at one time, wasn't he?
Popped in my head same time. I just didn't say it.
Well, speak up any time. Okay, so the points for ARCA, and they've got four races left, and one of them is today at DuCoin. Then they run the High Banks of Salem, the High Banks of Bristol, and they end up their season at Kansas. The point standings right now, Jake Bowman is first, Thomas Annunziata second. Third is Isabella Robusto. Fourth, Jason Kitzmiller. Fifth, Takuma Koga. Sixth, Michael Maples. Seventh, Alex Club. Eighth, Brad Smith. Ninth, Jeff McConey. And tenth is Bobby Earnhardt. And I wanted to mention, since talking to Brad Smith there, I got a lot of really good feedback on the show last week with Terry Strange, yep. And all he talked about James Hilton. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people wanted to hear that and were glad they heard it, and I appreciate you bringing him on.
Yeah, good. I'm glad it was a good success.
It was a success, and we'll give you a break next week. I'll get another co-host.
That's fine. I'd do it all the time if I could.
You've done your part. Let me go back here just a second. And as I said, they are running today at DuCoin, Illinois, and that will be at 8:30 tonight. So obviously they've got lights at DuCoin. So if you want to hear that, watch that one. That will be on FS1 at 8, the Audubon Park 100 on the one-mile dirt track at DuCoin. So that'll be after the IndyCar race is over. Formula One, well, let's go to the trucks real quick. Nothing's changed there. They don't run again until Bristol, and that will be on the 19th of getting that buzz.
You keep throwing these cables over here.
Last few minutes of the show, is that what's doing it?
Yeah, you throw the paper on the cable.
Well, it's my fault then. The trucks, Lane Riggs is the point leader. Caden Honeycutt second. Chandler Smith third. Fourth is Christian Eckes. Fifth, Giovanni Ruggiero. Sixth, Ty Majeski. Seventh, Grant Enfinger. Eighth, Daniel Hemric. Ninth, Ben Rhodes. And tenth is Tyler Ankrum. And those are all the cars that are the trucks, by the way, that are in the chase, which will be resumed at Bristol. Let me throw them over there.
Yeah, that's right.
IMSA, we're still holding out till September the 20th, which is a Sunday, for the TireRack.com Battle on the Bricks. Of course, that's at Indianapolis Motor Speedway on the road course. Jack Aiken and the Wheeling Cadillac that we pull for is the points leader, with his co-driver, Earl Bamber, is actually fifth in points. And you got to go down to 14th to find their third driver, Frederick Vesti. So we're hoping, after crashing out of the last race, thanks to the Frenchman, Kevin Estre, who's been put on probation for the rest of the year, the M IMSA cars will be back at Indianapolis on the 9th of September. I'm sorry, the 20th of September. Last but not least is Formula One. They ran the Heineken Dutch Grand Prix last week, and we talked a little bit about it, but it was going on while the show was going on, and then it was over while the show was going on, so I didn't get a chance to really get into it. But Lando Norris was the winner. Kimi Antonelli was second. Third was George Russell. Fourth was Lewis Hamilton in the Ferrari, who's having a great year. Fifth was the other Ferrari with Charles Leclerc. Sixth, Oscar Piastri. Seventh, Liam Lawson. Eighth, Nico Hülkenberg. Ninth, Fernando Alonso. And 10th, Pierre Gasly. God, looked down to a 15th to find Sergio Perez in the Cadillac. And the other Cadillac that went out of the race with hydraulic problems was Valtteri Bottas. The Haas team out of Charlotte with their Ferraris. Esteban Ocon was 31st. And the other one was Oliver Bearman. He got taken out by running over debris. It says engine here, but he went out at the same time that Max Verstappen tried to take the wall down on the first lap. Yeah. And I heard that he ran over some debris and messed up the car, but maybe he messed up the engine, and that's what they're talking about. Excuse me. Trying to give me trouble here, coming down the stretch, the point standings. And they got a lot of races to go. They got about 10 or 11 races left. Kimi Antonelli's leading the points. George Russell second. Lewis Hamilton third. Lando Norris fourth. Charles Leclerc fifth. Max Verstappen sixth. Oscar Piastri seventh. Isaac Hadjar is eighth. Liam Lawson is ninth. And Pierre Gasly is tenth. The last thing we have to touch on here is thanks for being my co-host, Bill.
Hey, enjoy it all the time.
It's
it's part of my racing history, and I enjoy being able to come in here and hang out with you and talk to these folks. You know, I get to know new people every week. Never know who in the future will cross my path that, you know, I can meet.
Yep. Well, we're trying to bring Josh history up to speed on about 80 years of stock car racing. Yeah. Little bit at a time.
Yep.
He knows who Mario Rossi is, I hope.
Well, a little bit.
So that's going to just about do it. We got less than a minute, but don't forget Jeremy Clements night at RJ Rockers, 3:30. Actually, it's just a meet and greet at Rockers before everybody goes over to the ballpark. But Jeremy will be there from 3:30 to 5:30. Then we go over to see the Burgers game, and that's on Wednesday, September 2nd. And Jeremy will be over there signing autographs, and we'll have his Darlington car there. So that'll be something to see. Get your picture made with it and say hi to Jeremy. TV today, I've already been over that IndyCar at 1 o'clock, then finishing the other race at 6 o'clock. And Darlington next weekend, have a big weekend down there if you want to go. If you've never been, you really need to try to get to Darlington. Thanks for everything,
Thank
Bill.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
All righty. Natalie, I wanted to come today, but dadgummit, I don't think my back's
crippled.
Yeah, my back won't let me come, but we'll make it one of these days.
That's right.
The rest of you, keep it between the fences. Talk to you next week.
Been listening to Start Your Engines. Tune in every Sunday morning at 10 during the season for the latest in auto racing news, interviews, and guests from around the sport. To find out more or order Perry Allen Wood's books on motorsports, visit McFarlandBooks.com. Start Your Engine has been a presentation of Fox Sports Spartanburg, LLC. All rights reserved. Of open mic weekdays from 3 to 6. Fox Sports Spartanburg 98.3 FM. WSBG Spartanburg.
We are One Force.
And here's what you need to know.
Indianapolis